It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. A vote on a bill to overhaul pensions for state employees will go ahead at the Illinois Legislature's special session this month. The Springfield State Journal Register reports House Speaker Michael Madigan has decided to allow the vote on August 17th. The House bill, which has already passed the Senate, would change pensions for two of the state's five retirement systems as part of an effort to address at least $83 billion in unfunded pension liability. Credit rating agencies have threatened to lower the state's rating unless lawmakers ease the strain on the budget. The House bill, however, does not address the thorny issue of shifting pension costs for public school teachers from the state to school districts. That's a key component of Governor Pat Quinn's proposal. He says unless legislators adopt his plan, spending on retirement benefits could soon exceed state spending on education. Brian Mackey has this report.
Quinn wants to shift the cost of pensions for public school teachers away from the state and on to local school districts. Quinn says if his changes aren't adopted soon, spending on pensions could exceed spending on education by the year 2016. But Amanda Cass from the Nonpartisan Center for Tax and Budget Accountability says many school districts would have a hard time absorbing that cost. Cass says shifting pension costs could mean a referendum where the district asks voters to agree to higher property taxes or budget cuts.
Either through increasing class size or decreasing the number of teachers.
The cost shift has been a sticking point between Republicans who oppose it and Democratic leaders. Representative Elaine Nekritz, a Democrat from Northbrook, says shifting costs would make schools part of the overall effort to reduce the pension deficit.
Asking employers to pay for their employees' wages and benefit package is necessary for accountability.
Quinn has called a special legislative session on pensions for August 17th. I'm Brian Mackey.
Legislation extending tax breaks for businesses within enterprise zones is now law in Illinois. The measure also creates a board to oversee the process of determining which companies are eligible. Governor Quinn signed the bill today at the Ford Motor Plant in Chicago.
This bill that I'm signing today is a jobs bill. And we've got to understand that jobs are what it's all about. If we want to have a middle class in Illinois, we've got to make sure we work every day on jobs and economic growth.
Ford officials say the incentives have helped them stay competitive. The law, which was sponsored by Champaign Democrat Michael Frerichs, takes effect immediately and extends the program for 25 years. Legislation requiring all college dorms to have sprinklers installed by 2014 is one of four new fire safety bills Governor Quinn signed into law. The bill beefs up past legislation by instituting tougher penalties for post-secondary schools that don't comply. That includes a $1,000 a day fine if sprinklers are not installed by September 1st, 2014. That measure was sponsored by Representative Skip Saviano, a Republican from Elmwood Park.
The previous law didn't have any teeth on it if they didn't comply. This gives them an extra year, but it actually has penalties and has some teeth in it where they have to comply by that certain date.
Quinn also signed legislation Monday that encourages fire protection districts to buy equipment built in-state. They'll get lower interest rates on loans to buy fire vehicles made in Illinois. Other legislation consolidates loan programs to help departments buy emergency equipment, and another streamlines the examination process to hire local firefighters. Hundreds of unionized workers at two Illinois state agencies will get the pay raises that Governor Quinn canceled last year. The State Journal Register reports the raises will go to almost 1,700 employees at the Department of Revenue and another 56 at the Criminal Justice Information Authority. Quinn spokeswoman Kelly Kraft says the administration has determined those agencies have sufficient funding to pay the raises after seeing more retirements and attrition than expected. Kraft says the raises will cost more than $3 million. Governor Quinn last year canceled pay raises for about 30,000 unionized employees at 14 state agencies, saying the General Assembly did not allocate enough money to honor the raises and meet payroll expenses for the entire year. Preservationists say the alma mater statue on the University of Illinois' Urbana campus has been showing signs of wear and tear for quite some time. The familiar site at Wright and Green Streets has left campus today to undergo a complete restoration. U of I Head of Preservation and Conservation Jennifer Hain Teeper says the 1929 bronze sculpture by Laredo Taft will be removed this afternoon and taken to a Chicago-area conservation firm.
We're just really, really excited that the sculpture is getting the care that it needs and that campus is really concerned and interested in it, which is great, and that we hope this is a first step towards making the campus a lot more aware about their interaction with outdoor art and with public art and hopefully raise awareness about its preservation.
The work comes after a 2008 study by the Preservation Working Group. The work will address years' worth of surface corrosion and the potential for rust on the inside. Tepper says cost for the project will range anywhere from the tens of thousands to $100,000. It's paid for through the Chancellor's Fund, unrestricted dollars made up of donor gifts. The alma mater will return to campus in time for spring commencement ceremonies. The manager of a McLean County grain elevator says the drought will have a ripple effect on the local economy, with farms suffering first. Kendall Miller with Evergreen FS Co-op at Utah says he expects anywhere from 40 to 50% capacity at his elevator this year. He says the dry conditions will also hurt propane suppliers who power grain dryers and truckers.
The trucking industry is going to be dramatically impacted this fall immediately because there's just going to be less bushels to haul into town, as well as that will relate into the winter and the spring as well as a reduction in bushels.
Miller says his facility has about a 10 million bushel grain storage capacity. In a visit to the area Monday, Illinois Senator Dick Durbin heard farmers' concerns about the drought's impact on the harvest, as well as crop conditions for next year. The senator says lawmakers in the Republican-controlled U.S. House missed a chance to help provide some disaster relief by failing to agree on a version of the five-year farm bill, which passed the Senate. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney was stumping in Illinois this morning. He opened a Chicago-area campaign event by asking people to pray for the victims of the Sikh temple shooting in Wisconsin. Romney says it appears the shooter who killed six people before police killed him was, quote, motivated by hate. In sports, Chicago White Sox starter Jake Peavy will try for his 10th win of the season when he takes the mound against Kansas City tonight at 7:10 at U.S. Cellular Field. St. Louis Cardinals have won 12 of their last 13 games at Busch Stadium. They'll try to keep that success going as they face San Francisco again tonight at 7:15. And pitcher Brooks Raley will make his major league debut for the Chicago Cubs, who try to snap a six-game losing streak when they square off against San Diego tonight in California at 9:05. There's more news all the time at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.